ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام اتقوا ظنون المؤمنين فإن الله تعالى جعل الحق على ألسنتهم.
Imam Ali stated, "Be afraid of the ideas of the believers, because Allah, the Sublime, has put truth on their tongues." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. Dear friends, there are some very many great lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. These are beautiful ethical and spiritual statements which, if applied in our lives and implemented in our lives, can truly bring us bliss and prosperity, both in this world and the next. So it's interesting, but following the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that a man by the name of Dirar ibn Damara says that I headed towards Syria to have a meeting with Muawiyah, who was the governor of Syria at that time. And so when Muawiyah found out that this man, Dirar, was a devotee of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Muawiyah said, "Describe Ali for me." And so Dirar, knowing the well-known enmity of Muawiyah with Imam Ali, said, please accept my excuse, for my tongue cannot possibly describe him. But Muawiyah continued, and he said, your excuse is not acceptable. You must describe him to me. And so Dirar says, now that you refuse to accept my excuse, listen carefully. Ali feared the ornaments and the glamour of this world. He was devoted to the nightly supplications. He pondered on the tumultuous future, and this made him cry ceaselessly. He wore coarse garments, and this was pleasant for him. He loved plain food. He was not pretentious, but was like one of us. If we had any questions, he would pose them to us. If we had any questions, we would pose our questions to him, and Ali would immediately answer. And if we asked Ali for any help, he would immediately help us. Such a simple description of Imam Ali in this report by Dirar ibn Damara, but filled with ethical advice which we can and we should implement in our daily lives. Profound lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيان قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says, "Inna Allah astafa," verily God has chosen Adam, and then Nuh, and then the family of Abraham, and then Imran, alal alameen, over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. Let me go to the issue of, you know, Tathir. Tathir means the issue of, you know, infallibility and purity of the Ahlul Bayt. We know the verse of the Quran where Almighty God declared the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet, to be pure and to be infallible. But this is not only the issue of spirituality. You know, that quality that God has given to them, sometimes it is so powerful that you will see even on physical dimension, the rules will change for them. Now let me, you know, give you an example here, relating it with the event about the Ahlul Bayt. For example, you look at space or place. Not every place is equally sacred. You know, let's start with our own musalla, the prayer rug that we use at home. Normally people fix one area in their room, you know, where they would put their prayer rug, the musalla, to do their daily prayers. In your house, it is your house. Every area, every space there is equal. But once you start praying in that particular spot in your bedroom, or your living room, whatever place you are dedicated for your daily prayers, gradually that space acquires the sacredness which is not there in the other parts of your home. And this is not only a symbolic statement. You know, in our religious teachings we are told that when a person is going through the last stages of life, when they are going through agony of death, and if you see they are kind of suffering during that moment, if they want to seek relief, you know, place that person in the place where he was doing the prayers, on the musalla, or the area of musalla. That will help that individual to go through this, you know, process of death. And so it means that that space itself acquires a sacredness, and it has an impact on individuals in that way. That area in your home, with the mosque in your neighborhood, which will be more sacred? Of course, the mosque, the masjid in your neighborhood would be more sacred. Then compare that, you know, local masajid in different neighborhoods to the major mosque in the region, which is known as the Jami Masjid, where Friday prayers are held in large congregation. That Jami Masjid becomes more sacred than other neighborhood, mosques. And then on a global level, you know, if you look at the mosque which is there in Mecca, known as Masjid al-Haram, that is considered to be the holiest spot for us on this earth. God is everywhere. You know, technically I can stand and pray in whatever direction I want. But according to the religious laws, we are told that yes, God is everywhere. But for your prayers to be valid, you must stand up facing the direction towards the mosque in Mecca. Why? Because that direction acquires its own sanctity and sacredness, because of that place known as Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. And then there are other great mosques around the world. You know, after Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, you look at the mosque in Medina, the Prophet's mosque known as Masjid al-Nabi. That is second in importance as far as sacredness is concerned. Then you have this mosque in Iraq, in Kufa, known as Masjid al-Kufa. That is, you know, after the Masjid al-Nabi. And then finally, among the major masajid around the world, you have this Masjid al-Aqsa, which is in Jerusalem. And so although they are all masjid, places of worship, but not all mosques are equal in status.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.